I'm Russell Scott with your AT&T Dallas Mavericks podcast. Well, the Mavericks used a 14-0 run in the fourth quarter to take control and beat the Knicks 95-85 Tuesday night. Dirk came through with 9 of those 14 on his way to 28 points. Coming up, we'll hear from head coach Rick Carlisle. Find out what's possible with AT&T, a complete provider of TV, high-speed internet, and home phone service. To see what's new, visit att.com or call 1-800-PICK-ATT. AT&T, rethink possible. After losing a disappointing game to the Thunder on Monday, the Mavericks came home and beat Linsanity on Tuesday. Jeremy Lin with 14 points and 7 assists. Amari Stoudemire led the Knicks, though, with 26. And Tyson Chandler got his championship ring from last season, then had 6 points and 8 rebounds for New York. But the Mavericks get the victory. It was a game of runs, and Dallas had the last run. Roddy Boubois had a great game going early, especially. He finished with 18. Jason Kidd added 15. After the game, here's head coach Rick Carlisle.
And, you know, in the midst of what we're going through right now in terms of the frequency of games, this is as good a win as we've had in a long time. Well, you know, our games with the Knicks, both games have been, there have been massive runs in both games. You know, they had a 17-0 run in game one in the first quarter, and then we had a 12-5 and then another 12-3, and then they had a big one in the fourth. And then tonight was the same way, you know, and chalk it up to whatever, the two teams, what's going on with all the games, you know, whatever. But each game's been like that. And so, you know, we just, we wanted to win it. We'd like to win it more comfortably, but, you know, that just doesn't seem to be in the cards right now.
Rick, what did you guys do to slow down Carmelo tonight?
Well, you know, Sean Marion's the best defender we got, and he's got size, and, you know, he's played against Melo a lot of years, and you know, he was real solid on him. And you know, and the opportunities what Carmelo had, you know, where he had openings, just seemed a little out of rhythm. So, you know, we're fortunate, but I think Sean had something to do with it.
Dallas with the win improves to 23-17. They're 8 games out of first in the West, 3.5 games behind the Spurs in the division. The Mavericks now play 3 games back-to-back-to-back. It'll start against Phoenix on Thursday, but it's 3 games the Mavericks should win. But again on Tuesday night, Mavericks hold on, beat the Knicks by a final score of 95-85.